Tonight, the Seattle Sounders face FC Dallas in soccer's Western Conference semifinal. It could be one of the last games DeAndre Yedlin plays with the Seattle Sounders. The 21-year-old Seattle native rocketed success over the last few years, and his training began right here in youth leagues in the Seattle area. Jordan Kahn wrote a profile of DeAndre Yedlin for sports and pop culture website Grantland. He spoke to Marcy Silman about Yedlin's success.
He made the World Cup team this summer as something that came as a bit of a surprise to people who really follow this. He was someone who kind of came out of nowhere from completely off the radar to being a surprise inclusion on the team. And then not only did he make the team, but he became one of the standout performers down in Brazil. He played very well in big games against Portugal and against Germany and against Belgium and really held his own. And from there, he began getting interest from some major teams in Europe. And he is actually now going to be moving to Tottenham Hotspur, which is a major club that plays in the English Premier League.
And there's a lot of Seattle fans who are still weeping over that one. Well, as you describe this kid when he was a kid, you write about a boy who was really athletically gifted, I guess, is the best way to describe him. So how did DeAndre settle on soccer?
His speed is world class. His ability to change direction, to stop and start, just his agility is, you know, of a level that he really could have done almost anything. He could have perhaps been a sprinter at an elite Olympic level. He could have, you know, gone on to play major Division I college football and perhaps gone to the NFL. If he'd really pursued basketball or baseball, he has a lot of the tools that could have made him successful in those sports also. But he grew up at a time when soccer is beginning to be more and more popular in the U.S. And he grew up in a city, Seattle, that is even far above the rest of the United States in terms of the passion for soccer and the culture surrounding the sport. And so someone of his gifts would often, in other situations, would be incentivized to pursue another sport. But given, you know, the time and the place that he grew up, there were a lot of these incentives there to pursue soccer that maybe there wouldn't have been for other athletes of a similar caliber.
Yedlin played with the Seattle Sounders FC Youth Academy. What is the Youth Academy?
Well, this is part of something that MLS has invested in recent years, in getting clubs to invest in developing players who are from their city and their region. And the idea is, through this rule that MLS has implemented called the homegrown player rule, if you develop a player and he comes up through your youth academy, then you can then sign that player and have the rights to sign that player, as opposed to him going through other processes such as the draft. So DeAndre got involved in this as a teenager, and the way he describes it is just saying that is when he began to feel like a professional soccer player, because he was training at the same place as the Sounders. He was given access to all of the Gatorades and the snacks and the locker rooms and all of the perks that go with being a professional soccer player, only he was experiencing it at a youth level and without being paid. But by developing within that academy, he was able to kind of sharpen his skill set, and also the Sounders were able to invest in a player who has gone on to help them be one of the best teams in the league.
I'm talking with Jordan Kahn, who writes for ESPN's Grantland, and he wrote a profile of DeAndre Yedlin for that publication. For more than a decade, soccer has been a prep school sport. It's been a high school sport in affluent middle-class suburbs. What's really unique about DeAndre Yedlin when it comes to looking at the players who come out of those kinds of schools and those kinds of programs?
Well, soccer in this country has always been, like you said, it's been a sport of often in the suburbs and a sport of the middle class. It's been a sport where you pay for the ability to play as a kid. And DeAndre does come from a bit of a more working class background. And I think going back to what we discussed earlier, he's grown up in a context where the opportunities to play soccer and play it at a high level have expanded. And he's grown up in a place where there are more incentives in place for someone with his gifts and coming from his background to really pursue this and try to make a career of it, as he's done.
So people recognize that it is a pathway to professional sports career the way football, basketball, or even baseball have been in this country.
Yes, absolutely. I think when DeAndre Yedlin was born, no American soccer player was truly a star. No one was a household name. Now players like Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, especially Tim Howard after this World Cup, are true stars in the United States, and they're known not only to soccer fans, not only even to sports fans, but to just people in the public at large. That wasn't the case 21 years ago when Yedlin was born. And so people of his generation and kids that are coming up behind him are growing up in a country where they see models of success that they can follow, and they see something that seems attainable to them. And not only with American players, but also with the European leagues that are now televised in the United States, they're able to see not only something that they play for fun on the weekends, but that it can be, if they really put everything they have into it, it can be a career, and it can come with, you know, all everything that's so typically associated with playing basketball or football or baseball, with the money and the fame and all that comes along with that.
Talking about Sounders player DeAndre Yedlin with Jordan Kahn, a writer for ESPN's Grantland. So we've been talking about the evolution, the growth of Major League Soccer, how European stars are starting to migrate to the side of the Atlantic. So why would DeAndre Yedlin want to go to Europe to play?
Because it's still the best opportunity to play against the best players in the world. The English Premier League is arguably the best league in the world. He's going to a club, Tottenham, that is consistently in the top half of that league, even the top third of that league, and is therefore among the better clubs in the entire world. And this is actually something that's become a bit of a debate within American soccer circles of what is best for the growth of the sport in the country. Is it best for the best American players to stay here and to play in MLS, or is it best for them to go overseas and play in the best leagues in Europe? And the coach of the national team, Jurgen Klinsmann, is very adamant about the fact that he wants his players to go and test themselves against the best, whereas obviously people associated with MLS are often saying that it's best for the sport for them to grow here. But Yedlin, particularly at his age, you know, he has an opportunity to really, A, find out how good he is and how he stacks up, and B, to grow, to be around world-class players, having the challenge of competing against world-class players and figuring out whether he can ascend to that level, as he seems to have the potential to do. And I think it's a very exciting position for him to be in. While I know that he loves Seattle and has loved his time there, I think he's pretty thrilled about getting all of the opportunities that come with this move.
That's Jordan Kahn. He's a writer for the sports and pop culture website Grantland. He spoke with Marcy Selman. You can watch DeAndre Yedlin play tonight with his fellow Sounders against FC Dallas in the Western Conference semifinal. It's The Record on KUOW.